This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got an excellent show in store for you, so stay with us for this hour and for the next if it's available in your area. Also, you can listen to a live stream via drhoffman.com, as always. 888-302-3684, should you care to get in on the conversation. We invite your phone calls this hour and next. And we got lots to talk about. We're going to look at the epidemic of childhood obesity. We're going to look at the frequently dispensed advice to stay out of the sun, to lather up with sunscreen. Is this helpful or is it ultimately detrimental to people's prospects to living long lives? 888-302-3684 is our number. And the story that I want to start out with is a story that kind of comes close to home. I was kind of shocked to see this story. Headline, AMA, that is the American Medical Association, prepares gag order for medical dissenters. And I happen to include myself in the ranks of medical dissenters. I'm proud to have stepped away from the mainstream model of medicine, and it has provided me with, I would say, a successful both professional career in terms of treating patients, providing insights to patients who have failed in their efforts to get well via conventional medicine, but also via this broadcast, which is now in its 26th year. Yeah, we've been doing this for 26 years. And here's what they have to say. This is the American Medical Association. They are angered by what they call quack MDs. And a flashpoint of this was the congressional hearing on high-profile Dr. Mehmet Oz and a recent call to have him fired from his job at Columbia University. Yeah, they said that he's not qualified to give medical advice because sometimes his medical advice departs from mainstream medical advice to give drugs and undertake surgery. He has quacky views, they say. He was specifically mentioned as being responsible for the type of behavior and, quote, pseudoscience that the AMA would like to curtail. So specifically what they want to do is they want to create ethical guidelines for physicians in the media. They want to write a report on how doctors may be disciplined for violating medical ethics through their press involvement. And they want to release a public statement denouncing the dissemination of what they term dubious medical information through the radio, TV, newspapers, or websites. I guess I might be a target for the AMA from time to time, although I have to say that I have many patients who are mainstream doctors. They're happy to come to see me because I offer a different perspective, and they may not agree with everything that I say, but they understand that at least I'm attempting to make a science-based effort at understanding the world of medicine and science in a way that may be slightly dissenting from the middle of the road. One of the people who helped craft the AMA resolution is an Eager Beaver medical student. He is a, I guess there's sort of like a junior AMA for medical students. He told one website that, quote, Dr. Oz has something like 4 million viewers a day. The average physician doesn't see a million patients in their lifetime. And that's why organized medicine should be taking action. So here's this medical student exhorting the AMA to censure doctors who are, quote, quacks in their view. And here's the interesting thing. AMA is in serious, serious trouble when it comes to membership. They have membership that is in the low teens of doctors. Doctors don't really feel that their interests are being represented by the AMA for several reasons. One is that the AMA colluded with Congress and with the Obama administration in crafting Obamacare, which many doctors feel is a great giveaway to the insurance companies and imposes all kinds of onerous strictures on doctors' ability to practice the kind of medicine that they want. Also, major strictures on doctors' income horizons. And so many doctors feel like the AMA sold out. But also, one of the things that the AMA does to encourage membership is it gives away a lot of free membership to virtually every medical student in the country can become a member of the AMA. But the AMA doesn't make money via its membership dues. If it did, it would go bankrupt. The AMA makes money by selling codes. What are codes? Codes are the things that the doctor puts down on a bill, either a disease code or a procedure code. And every couple of years, the codes proliferate. They went from a few hundred 10 or 15 years ago to many, many thousands, tens of thousands of different codes. So, for example, if you have a crazy kind of accident, you get hit in the eye by a bird. Doesn't happen too often, but there's actually a code for that. And then there's a subcode. If you get hit in the eye by a parakeet, that's one subcode. And if you get hit in the eye by a seagull, that's another subcode. So these codes, they're impossible to keep track of. So the AMA sells at great expense huge, voluminous code books like the size of a telephone book, or more recently, software that enables doctors to bill correctly to insurance companies to guarantee reimbursements. That's how the AMA makes its money. So AMA now wants to set the standard for free speech about medicine in this country. And this is, of course, absurd because the things that we talk about here on this program are eminently reasonable. And they may depart or criticize mainstream medicine from time to time. We may talk about natural therapies, which AMA may consider quackiness or unproven. They're not big believers in the effects of diet, they're believers in the outmoded, anachronistic American Heart Association diet, which calls for low fat intake and plenty of carbohydrates. They're way behind in their adoption of proper dietary approaches. And they haven't met a supplement that they ever like. Or maybe take a little fish oil. Maybe they're okay with that. But when it comes to multivitamins, targeted nutraceuticals, they're again it. And so even Dr. Oz, who's pretty reasonable, the guy's, he's not a raving maniac on the air. He's an eminent surgeon. He says some controversial things, but they even consider him a quack. Imagine what they would do if this resolution were to go into effect and they began targeting broadcasters like me with their censure, with their demands for medical discipline, if I say something, quote, wrong. This is absurd. So you can take action as a listener and as a concerned medical consumer. You can go to the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. I happen to be on the board of directors of that fine organization. It's an organization that fights for your freedom to choose the type of medical care that you want. ANH-USA.org. Check it out. They've got an action alert, and you can send a letter to the AMA. You can send a letter to a congressperson. You can make your voice heard on a petition to oppose this effort to gag medical dissenters. If the AMA had been in charge, at the time that Semmelweis advocated washing hands, doctors used to go from bedside to bedside. They would just wipe their hands on their aprons. They wouldn't wash their hands. They thought it was kind of sissy to do that. And they were spreading infection from patient to patient. A doctor named Semmelweis in Austria said, no, you should really wash your hands because you're spreading infection. Well, they hounded him out of the medical profession because they thought he was a quack. And yet that was an innovation that probably saved thousands, if not millions, of lives. Ultimately, there are many medical dissenters through history that have been persecuted, burned at the stake, ousted, impoverished by the powers that be because they simply thought out of the box. And luckily they did, because that's the way that medicine progresses. 888-302-3684. We'll take your calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeets.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy Father's Day, all you dads about to celebrate, or if you've already celebrated, if you're listening to this on a podcast, happy Father's Day nonetheless. 888-302-3684. Before we get to our calls, I just want to announce a very exciting special event at the Hoffman Center, which is located in New York City in Manhattan. You know that song by Robert Palmer, Might As Well Face It, You're Addicted to Love? Well, you might as well face it, you're addicted to food. Yeah, everybody's addicted to food in some way or another. And we're going to tackle that issue in an upcoming seminar, Taming Your Addiction to Food. It's Wednesday, June 24th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Hoffman Center, which is located at 776 6th Avenue, 6th Avenue and 26th Street in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan. And you can sign up by calling the Hoffman Center, 212-779-1744. It's free to Hoffman Center patients. So any you patients out there listening, you can just call up. Make sure you get a reservation because it's filling up fast. Coming up this week, this Wednesday night, call to reserve 212-779-1744. And oh, by the way, some of you may be listening to this program via the marvels of the internet, via drhoffman.com, podcast, whatever, live stream. If you can't get to Manhattan, we will make this available via a video that we're going to do of this seminar. So lots more people will be able to participate. But being there live, there's nothing like it. Check it out. All right, let's talk to our next caller, who is Bob from Manchester, Connecticut. How you doing, Bob?
Good, Dr. Hall.
Happy Father's Day, Bob.
Oh, thanks. I've got a calcium score of 1381.
1,381.
Correct.
Yeah.
And 400 is all they... Anything over 400 is bad, I guess.
Yeah, 400 is particular. Here's how that works. So this is called the Agatson score. It's interesting. It was actually developed by the same guy who wrote the South Beach Diet. He's kind of a versatile guy because he's written a popular book, but in mainstream medicine, he's highly regarded because he's developed a way of scoring the amount of calcium you have in your coronary arteries. And it's an easy, quick scan. It's kind of minimal radiation. It tells you on a scale of 0 to, whatever, 3 or 4,000, how much plaque you have in your coronary arteries. It's not that good at localizing the plaque. It doesn't tell you whether you have a blockage, but it, a high score like that predicts a likelihood of cardiovascular disease. So you've done stress tests, all that stuff, and you're okay?
Well, he's going to do a stress test on me.
He should. He should. He should, because that's what I would do if you were my patient and you had a high score like that. It's okay, you need a stress test just to make sure there's no blockage.
All right. Now, my cholesterol is 267.
Yeah.
And the HDL is 54 and triglycerides is 85.
And what's the question?
The question is, he put me on medication.
Well, wait, that's not a question. I know you're telling me a story here, but there, we got to get to some kind of questions. So specifically,
right.
What do you want to know?
I want to know if I was listening to that podcast with you and Dr. Peter Thermos.
Was it Peter Bongiorno?
The one with the CoQ10.
Okay, Dr. Langen. Yeah, you want to know if CoQ10 is helpful for this. Well, let me just say that because you have a high score, you need to be more careful. So you're going to get a stress test, and you probably need to be on an aggressive program to prevent cardiovascular disease. Now, Dr. Langen, we did a podcast, and Dr. Langen is inalterably opposed to statins. Under no circumstance does he recommend statins. But I disagree with that. I think that we should definitely have some cautions about that. The reason that I had him on there is to express the viewpoint that I don't entirely agree with, that there's no place for statins in medicine. I believe that for people like you who probably have a high risk of cardiovascular disease, there's some preventive benefit to being on statins. If you were my patient, I'd probably put you on a statin. If you didn't tolerate it, maybe red yeast rice. But you need a whole panoply of nutrients and a better diet and some exercise to stave off cardiovascular disease. You're a candidate for a comprehensive program. So you're up there in Manchester, Connecticut. That's not too far away. You could actually come by and do a consult with us. We would tell you what to do. But among the things you should be taking, lots of fish oil. You need to take MK7, which is a type of vitamin K that prevents plaque formation. It directs the calcium away from your arteries towards your bones. You also might benefit from kaolic, aged garlic extract, which is an excellent way to It's actually been demonstrated to slow the progression of calcium accumulation in your arteries. It's been shown that it works together with statins quite well. So a comprehensive program, a comprehensive diet. It's good that you got this early warning because you haven't had an event and we need to do aggressive prevention. So great that you had the test. Yes, CoQ10 is necessary when you're taking a statin. It would be helpful anyway. Ubiquinol is my preferred form of CoQ10. So give it a shot. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 888-302-3684. And once again, a very happy Father's Day to all you out there. And here's a term that I wish I could take credit for. It's a great term, oblivobesity. Oblivobesity. It's by my good colleague, Dr. David Katz. We've interviewed him here on Intelligent Medicine. He is the director of Yale's Prevention Research Center. And it has to do with parents' denial of their child's obesity. And this is a phenomenon that was observed in a 2012 study. Researchers compared 2012 survey results with those from a similar survey in 1994. Not only were the children in the recent survey significantly heavier, but the likelihood that parents could identify their child's weight accurately had declined about 30%. So they're either oblivious, they're in denial, or else there's some kind of, there's a new normal, you know, is that chunky kids are normal. And look, there's nothing worse than stigmatizing a kid as a chubette. And yeah, you know, I can admit, you know, I'm considered thin, fit adult, but as a kid, I was, you know, when I went shopping for jeans with my mom, they ushered me into the husky section, which was quite devastating to my psyche. I couldn't fit into the normal skinny jeans. I had to go to the husky. You know, the salesman helpfully suggested, perhaps your son would be more likely to do well with the husky jeans. Oh boy, it did a number on my head. Well, maybe that's what got me later to undertake a fitness regimen for myself. I didn't look back. So, you know, clearly we got a problem. We got a problem here. And another luminary, he's a good guy who's been at my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, for ages. He's Keith Ayoub. He's a registered dietitian. Has coined another term, no child left on his or her behind. No child left on his or her behind. That's a good one. Because the studies show that the vast majority, I mean, this is an old story. Remember, if you're old enough to remember President Kennedy, the Kennedy administration, there was this fitness thing. They said, we got to, you know, we're unfit. We've got to get fit. And he was recommending 50-mile hikes and all kinds of fitness programs, because he said, as a nation, we're getting soft. Well, that was, what, 1960? Okay. Here we are, 2015, what is it, you know, 55 years later, and it's even worse. The CDC has some general guidelines for both adults and children. Adults need about 150 minutes of moderate activity. Think brisk walking at 3 miles per hour every week. Or vigorous activity like running counts double towards the above time goals. But if you can't do it, just do the steady, easy as it goes. Kids, however, need 60 minutes of physical activity daily. Now that sounds insane. That doesn't mean that the kid needs to go on a treadmill. That's not a childlike activity. That kind of structured activity that we impose on our kids is a new thing. In the old days, kids would just run around. I remember I was a free range kid. You know, I would just, After school, I would disappear, and I would just literally run around. I would run around, you know, in the streets, the alleyways. I'd be on my bike. I'd be on my skateboard. I'd just be running around. I'd be, you know, going to the beach, walking to the beach because, you know, we didn't have cars. And mom, you know, God forbid how humiliating it would be for mom to drop us off at the beach. I mean, oh, my God, that you would never live it down. Kids would have paper routes. So kids were active. And now, I think, you know, maybe because of helicopter parenting, kids are less, or maybe the dangers, the perils of childhood, or maybe it's you know, all this computer stuff. You know, kids spend hours and hours and hours on their iPads or on their mobile devices. But kids need exercise. So I like that term, no child left on his or her behind. That's a great term to adopt. And let's not succumb to obesity, because that just could be, I mean, these kids are developing diabetes, fatty liver, high blood pressure. I mean, what's up with that? That is just not the way childhood should begin. All right. You get all this advice to stay out of the sun. The sun is like, it's a carcinogen. It's like a toxic emanation that we want to hide from. We want to smear on the sunscreen. We want to even buy expensive sun protective clothing. They say stay out of the sun because you're going to get skin cancer. And yes, indeed, a very high percentage of Americans get skin cancer. And I actually weigh in on this. I talk about 10 natural sun care supplements you may not have heard of. And that's a recent article that I wrote for our newsletter. And you can find it at drhoffman.com. And among them are simple things like if you have tomato paste daily, like a tablespoon of tomato paste daily, it will actually have a sun protective effect. If you want to take supplements, there's EGCG, which confers sun protection, pycnogenol, grapeseed extract. I talk about 10 of these. Even fish oil may have sun protective effects. There's actually some studies that show that niacinamide 500 milligrams twice daily can prevent skin cancer. This doesn't mean you can be oblivious to the sun and bake in the sun, but there are some things that we can do to minimize potential damage. Now comes a new study. They looked at 30,000 women over 20 years. Here's what they found. Major studies suggest mortality rate higher for people who stay out of the sun than those who don't stay out of the sun. 30,000 women, 20 years, the results showed that mortality was about double in women who avoided sun exposure compared to the highest exposure group. Okay? Why is that? Why is that? Well, the secret may lie in vitamin D. Experts say that staying out of the sun and wearing a lot of sunscreen could lead to a deficiency in vitamin D. And it's been shown that vitamin D may have protective effects against a wide variety of ailments. It enhances immunity. It may protect against cardiovascular disease, diabetes, even certain forms of cancer. And it has a mood-enhancing effect as well. So, the researchers are kind of conservative about this, but they say the findings support the consensus that the ideal amount of sun exposure for Northern Europeans, which is still a vast majority of Americans, is a little rather than zero. And those who normally avoid the sun and or cover most of their skin are advised to take vitamin D supplements. Okay? So, you know, I think this underscores that we need to, you know, not get carried away with these medical fads, medical fad being stay out of the sun. We need moderate sun exposure, and there's some natural ways that we could protect ourselves against the sun. Also, weigh in on a link to helpful non-toxic sunscreens in that article at drhoffman.com. 10 natural sun care supplements you may not have heard of. Check it out. 888-302-3684. Here's an interesting one for heavy-duty exercisers. I'm talking, you know, not people who, you know, run a couple of miles, as I did this morning, Yeah, I did like 2-3 miles, and it was kind of tune-up run. I did, you know, some stretching, some flexibility stuff, and then I just, you know, nice day. I put on my iPhone and listened to some inspiring music, and I took a 2-3 mile run. Extreme exercise linked to blood poisoning. Well, what's up with that? I never heard of that before. We have heard about research that suggests that if you are an ultra marathoner, if you train for the marathon, if you do, sometimes people do double, triple marathons. There are a lot of folks who are doing Ironman competitions. That's a 2.5 mile swim, followed by a 115-mile bike ride, followed by a marathon, a 26-mile run. That is huge, but more and more people are hurling themselves into these high levels of exercise, which requires a lot of training. I mean, you virtually have to give up all your leisure time because you may do two-hour workouts every day and more on weekends to condition yourself for this kind of exploit. We know that this can increase the risk for cardiac arrhythmias. I just had a patient who's a young guy, 47, and he suddenly developed skip beats while training for the Ironman. And he went to the doctor. The doctor said, you have an enlarged heart, and you have paroxysmal atrial tachycardia and some atrial fibrillation. That's an arrhythmia where the heart races. And he was advised to curtail this very, very high-end exercise. Ultimately, after a couple of ablations, his atrial fibrillation's under control. But still, I really think it was linked to that very, very high-end exercise. This one is about blood poisoning. Here's what happens. Extreme exercise can cause intestinal bacteria to leak into the bloodstream. What happens? Well, we talk about leaky gut syndrome that can lead to allergies, autoimmunity. It means when the gut wall is not protective, breaks down, tiny pores form, and either food particles or bacterial toxins leak into your systemic circulation. Here's what they found. Blood samples taken before and after these multi-stage ultra marathons, 24-hour runs, prove that exercise over a prolonged period of time causes the gut wall to change, allowing the naturally present bacteria and endotoxins, these are internal toxins in the gut, to leak directly into the bloodstream. And this triggers a systemic inflammatory response. It's similar to a serious sepsis or blood poisoning. And, you know, even individuals who are fit and healthy may be susceptible to this. Now, not everyone is going to get this, but you know, it suggests that really high index. I mean, I just talked about the benefits of exercise. Here we're talking for balance about the downside of very high-end exercise. Anything over 4 hours of exercise and repetitive days of endurance exercise is considered extreme. And exercising this way is no longer unusual. You can't get into an Ironman or a marathon. They're oversubscribed. You have to get on a waiting list sometimes. So, you know, all you folks who are hurling yourself into very high-end exercise, consider that, you know, yeah, there's glory, yeah, there's ego, but there are also some potential hazards to your exercise exploits. So, you know, take it easy. Do it within your capacity. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. This is Intelligent Medicine.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And you know, last night, I had a little break in the action, so I decided to go see the movie that is gripping America and is busting all records in terms of attendance and sales. It's Jurassic World. Jurassic World. And, you know, there's kind of a nod to the nostalgia of the original Jurassic Park, which is an amazing movie. And the plot is, I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers here, but it's a little implausible. But once you put those 3D glasses on, it's all good, because there's something about the 3D glasses that turns off the critical faculties of your brain, and you just go with it, you know, the action and the excitement of the special effects. But there's a little more than just special effects. I mean, special effects were, of course, great, and the movie was gripping and exciting. But this movie can truly be seen as a metaphor about GMOs, genetically modified organisms, because these rampaging dinosaurs are genetically modified organisms. And it all seems controlled in these sterile laboratories where they concoct these all these new variations. And this is not to give anything away. The plot to spice up the excitement in Jurassic World, they say that they have to create bigger, scarier dinosaurs. So that even the, you know, old-fashioned Tyrannosaurus Rex, that's old hat. You know, Brontosaurus, no big deal. So they create like a super dinosaur that's genetically modified to be fiercer and scarier. And, of course, you know where this is all going to end, because it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. That's the motto of this movie, the theme. And it's about capitalism and the drive to continually create new consumer demand, new exciting products. And it's about corporate greed, the need to get back to the shareholders and say, hey, we're you know, our sales are through the roof here. And the desire for profits. And it's ultimately about genetic engineering and the hubris. That's a term from the Greek, you know, where defying the gods was the theme of many of the ancient Greek plays. And when you defy the gods, well, there's trouble. And that's what happens in Jurassic World. Great mayhem ensues. It all starts out, you know, it's wonderful, controlled environment. We got it under control. Our systems are perfect. Nothing can go wrong here. You think? So go see Jurassic World for a little bit of a fictional view of what can happen when we let technology get out of control. All right, this item for contact lens wearers. I don't wear contact lenses anymore because they're kind of a nuisance, and glasses are cool. But many people wear contact lenses. And you know, we talked about omega-3 fatty acids in terms of dry eye. That's an old story. So studies show that omega-3 fatty acids, sometimes combined with GLA for borage oil, black currant seed, or primrose oil, that combo helps to alleviate dry eye. Here's a new study, oral omega-3 fatty acid treatment for dry eye. The aim of the study was to evaluate the effects of dietary omega-3 fatty acids on dry eye symptoms. And what they found was they gave either omega-3 fatty acids or corn oil twice daily to patients for 6 months. And then they evaluated them for symptoms, but they also did a Schirmer test. The Schirmer test is when they stick like a little piece of, like a little strip of paper under your eye, and they see how much you wet the paper. And what they found was that there was a reduction in discomfort among the contact lens. The increase in the Schirmer score was slight, but it actually benefited these patients. That orally administered omega-3 fatty acids alleviated dry eye symptoms, improved lens wear comfort, And they also improved what are called cytological changes. In other words, signs of inflammation under the microscope were reduced with the omega-3 fatty acids. So that's kind of cool. Also, a companion study has looked at, you know, a lot of people peer into computer screens, and there's something, there's an eye strain associated with that. It may be that there's static electricity, or maybe just that people just don't blink enough. They just peer and peer and peer into computer screens all day long. People, more and more people are working this way. That's what they do. They peer into computer screens. That's their job. And so that study showed a benefit of taking omega-3 fatty acids in computer screen eye strain. So I thought that was kind of cool. All right, yet another study, chocolate. It's good for your heart, study finds. A new study published in the journal Heart found that habitual chocolate eaters had a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and strokes compared to people who didn't eat chocolate. That's excellent news for me because I consume a lot of high test, 72% chocolate and higher, 85% sometimes. Among those in the top tier of chocolate consumption, 12% developed or died of cardiovascular disease compared to 17% who consumed no chocolate. So, hey, look, don't go for Milky Ways, Babe Ruth bars. Go for high test polyphenol rich chocolate. But it's going to help you protect your heart. All right, stay with us because we got lots more. 888-302-3684. You can start dialing for the second hour of Intelligent Medicine.